Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 18th, 2002. We're back, Nazarene, continuing our expose on biblical characters. Were Samson and Delilah real?
They most certainly were, Allura. The only difference between the true and the biblical story was that in the end, Delilah poisoned Samson with a poison that didn't kill him, but crippled him so the Philistines were able to overcome him. But then God replenished his power, so in the end, he brought the roof down on the Philistines, literally. That old Samson was a mighty warrior of God, but it shows that when men disobey God, when men go off and decide that they're going to do what they want to do. Samson should have stayed with his own people, should have stayed with his own guy. He put himself into a position where the evil ones could overcome him and destroy him because he was too desiring of a woman. I'm not saying it's wrong to be desiring of a woman, but you should not let emotions like that control you and lead you into situations where people are able to destroy you. And that's what Samson did. Sometimes lust can be a very, very bad thing. But you know something? They got back together in the afterlife, and they're the best of friends. You wouldn't think this happens, but it happens over and over again. Samson forgave Delilah, and Delilah became a very wonderful companion to him. And they are so enthused about what is happening now with the awakening that they have been reborn and are together again in the material world, working for Demetrius and his people to establish their colonies here on Earth and separate themselves from mankind and return to the stars. So they're at it again, and hopefully they'll do a little bit better this time than they did last time. But the story is absolutely true, Allura, but with a few adjustments.
Aw, I love a happy ending, Nazarene. I always thought in the biblical story Delilah didn't like what happened to Sam. I'm so glad he forgave her. Gee, they're around again. I wonder how old they are. I bet Samson would be a professional wrestler. Just joking.
Pretty accurate joke, Allura, and just old enough that you'd be saying, oh, I wish he wasn't taken.
We'll be back after the break.
God may be reached at
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.
God here. Allura is still resting, so here is another question that we often get. I believe that there is only one God, that there is only one creator of the universe, yet you say you are the God of this world. I cannot believe that you are just the God of this world. If you are truly God, you are the God of the entire universe, of all of existence. How can you possibly say that you are only the God of this world? I would begin by saying that I agree with you completely. There is only one God in the universe. There is only one eternal being, and that eternal being makes up all the life in the universe. But I am a fragment of that eternal being. Through the ages, we have separated and brought life throughout the universe. And in order to do this, we must make fragments of ourselves, have those fragments gather, and make new life in other places. I am the God that began all life, and I will be the God that will cease to exist when all life in this universe disappears, which we hope will never, ever happen. But in this place, in this time, I am God. Here, I am the fragment of God that exists in this time and this place. Yes, there is one God in the universe, but I am like one cell in a brain. I make up one part of God, and that one part is here, now. That is how life exists. That is how we are everywhere at once. Because God can become many, many fragments, and I am one of those fragments. We will be back again.